Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ezus Hashem, Shiur number 40 in the Shiurim for Women. I'm going to now read a letter. It's in the book Tomorrow is Today by Morris Mendel and Leo Gartenberg. It's a letter that a grandparent is writing to a newborn grandson that was just born for him to read, obviously, later in life. Very moving and worthwhile letter to read. And sometimes we would wish we would have such guidance. So he says, Dear Beryl, I guess that was his name. Dear Beryl, it's your birthday today. You are 1 year old. So I guess it's 1 year old. And I want to wish you a happy birthday. May you grow up to be a source of nachas to all. Of course, Yiddish nachas. Beryl, I brought you some gifts. And I can see from here how much you enjoy playing with them. Yet I want you to have more than that. Something more permanent. Something you can refer to over and over again. It was with this in mind that I've decided to write you this letter. I know you are much too young to read this letter, but I will write it nevertheless, because someday you will be able to read it all by yourself. Then you will know about that wonderful day 1 year ago when your father telephoned me and told me that you had arrived, all 6 pounds, 7 ounces of you. How happy all of us were and how proud. Our first grandson made his appearance. Hashem has been very good to us. Everyone loved you right from the beginning. Your mother, your father, of course, your grandparents. We wanted the best for you because you're Beryl and we love you. Do you know what gift I really would like to give you? If instead of being your grandfather, I was God's messenger and could give you a miraculous gift. And I would wave my magic wand and wish for you the perfect gift. That perfect gift would be a love for Torah. A love for Torah. Beryl, you're going to pass through this world, as all of us are. Did you ever hear the story of an American businessman who visited Europe? He decided to visit the world, famous leader and rabbi, the Chafetz Chaim. When he arrived at the Chafetz Chaim's home, he was ushered into the room, which stood a simple table and some benches. He imagined this was a corridor, but was astonished that the rabbi welcomed him into his room. And he turned to the rabbi and said, Rabbi, where's all your furniture? And the rabbi, Chafetz Chaim, showed no surprise, turned to the visitor and said, Where is your furniture? And he answered, Well, I'm just passing through the city, Rabbi, so I don't need any furniture. I don't need those possessions with me. So the Chafetz Chaim answered, True, I too am only a passerby in this world. And like yourself, I don't concern myself with the material things like furniture. Now, Beryl, isn't this a wonderful thought? We need some furniture in this world, of course, but we must not devote all our years of our God-endowed life accumulating physical assets. However, there are assets you ought to acquire, which is a good name, Shem Tov, character, mitzvahs, and a love for Torah. Torah is beautiful, and I hope, Beryl, that you will love beautiful things. Soon you will learn the words of Reishis Das, Yiras Hashem, and later the eternal words in Achumish. My deepest desire is that you should love Hashem. Soon, very soon, you will know Hashem made the skies, He made the stars, He made the highest mountain peaks, and you will realize that our Heavenly Father loves you and me more than the stars, more than the mountains. I want to read to you this four-line poem that tells us so much more about God. God speaks to me in my mind. He speaks and says, Be good, be kind. And dear Beryl, learn to love the truth. The liar's punishment is not so much that he is never believed, but he cannot believe anyone else. Lying is cheating. Cheating prevents happiness. It prevents you from being friends with yourself. Isn't it too early to teach you? It isn't early to teach you that God gives you everything, that He's constantly watching us, that He fills our lives, and that He must be thanked every time we eat, every time we drink. In fact, if I could teach you a poem today, I would ask you to repeat it over and over, this warm bit of rhyme. For lovely things I hear and see, and happy thoughts that come to me, thank you, God, our Father. Beryl, as you go through life, you must remember there's no person more important to you than Hashem. An old rabbi of a small shul in a country village one day had in his audience a very distinguished international statesman, and the service went on as usual. The rabbi put on his talis and tefillin and prayed. Later, he delivered a small talk to all the congregants. And then at the end of the service, several members of the congregation gathered around them. Rabbi, we had a distinguished visitor today. But he didn't seem to at all embarrassed or even impressed by him. And the elderly rabbi looked at the circle of men around him and replied, I've been praying and preaching in the presence of Hashem for 50 years. Do you think with him as one of my constant hearers? Any man can impress me by his presence. Beryl, if you constantly realize that you are in the presence of Hashem, you will follow his blueprint for living. He will implant in you a radar signal that buzzes when you are off the beam. A certain king had a magic ring. It was on his finger. And like any other ring, it was on his finger just like any other ring, but yet it had mystic qualities. When evil thoughts came to his mind, to the mind of this royal person, when he was tempted to do an evil deed, the ring pressed painfully on his finger. Since the ring belonged to every man, woman, and child, its name is conscience. As you get older and you're able to read, and perhaps you will pick up this letter, I'll take note of the thoughts that I still want to leave with you, Beryl. I want you to have a long life and a full life, a life that will keep you alive every day of your life. Now let me end the letter with the final story. A man was very eager to buy a number of accessories for his car. He wanted a radio, a new heater, air conditioner for summer driving. He felt he needed a new chrome on his doors and a new clock on the dashboard. There was only one difficulty that stood in his way, money. It seemed that the only way he could raise this sum of money is to sell the car itself. And that's what he did. So Beryl, don't allow the accessories of life to steal the place of life itself. Stocks and bonds and bank accounts and new cars and telephones and cell phones and split home levels and all these accessories to life are not life. Remember, you're only passing through this world. It isn't necessary to travel with all that furniture. Travel only with the furniture you need for your trip. A good heart, a clean mind, an open hand, love of Hashem, love of people, and a burning desire to learn Torah. Happy birthday, Beryl. May your mother and father and grandmother and grandfather live to be with you at your bar mitzvah and see you married to a God-loving future mother in Klal Yisrael. Very, very beautifully written. The one poem I'm just going to repeat over here. God speaks to me in my mind. He speaks and says, be good, be kind. And this idea, first of all, of the power of writing. I always felt this way, that people are very moved by receiving written letters by those who love them. And it could leave a lasting impression. And it's very important to convey often in writing. It doesn't replace words, actual words and other things, but this is meant to be kept, and it could really be life-changing and inspirational. I'm going to quote another poem that he writes, a beautiful one, about someone that seems to have gotten some disadvantages in life and may be disappointed at getting the short end of the stick, but recognizing the blessings within. So he writes here, I asked Hashem for strength that I might achieve, and I was made weak that I may learn humbly to obey. I asked Hashem for health so I might do greater things. I was given infirmity that I might do better things. I asked for riches that I might be happy. I was given poverty that I might be wise. I asked for power that I may have the praise of men. I was given weakness that I might feel the need of Hashem. I ask for all things that I might enjoy life, and I was given life that I might enjoy all things. I got nothing that I asked for, but everything that I had hoped for. And despite myself, my unspoken prayers were answered, and I among all men are most richly blessed. So it's not to say that you shouldn't ask for wonderful, beautiful things. If someone is poor or is financially tight, of course they should and could ask Hashem to lighten that financial burden and to give and to widen and any need that you need to ask Hashem for it and ask Him to provide it for you. There's no harm in that. It's actually a very good thing. But as long as in the present moment, right now, where you are, where you're at, Hashem did not give that to you yet, and you're still in that problem, you're still in that constraint. So at this point, what you do is, right now, I don't have this yet. Hashem didn't give it to me yet. It's not the right time. What could I learn from this experience I have now? So this is humility, our understanding of our relationship with Hashem. We need him. We're not strong enough to do anything without him. We can't overcome our difficult natures without him. We can't overcome our desires without him. We can't win over the Yetzer Hara without Hashem's help. And that's something to always remember. Give me courage for today. That's what you ask. Give me courage for today. To speak kind words to allay the burdens of sorrow leading someone astray. Give me wisdom for today to help my brother, a sister, I pray, who at life's crossroads cannot find his or her way. That's really the idea. So while we could ask for Harchava, we could ask for Hashem to widen things for us, to remove the pain that we have, the physical or emotional pain that we have, and to make life better. And we tell Hashem, give it to us, and then we'll serve you more. And you really sincerely hope and pray for this. But again, whenever in the present moment you feel a lack, to look and be grateful for what you do have, to learn the lessons of what you have, and to see the blessing within it. Batzar her haftali. In this distress, I see a widening. I see the blessing within it. Bracha v'atzlacha.